This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When President Obama released five Taliban commanders from the Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for an American deserter in 2014, Obama assured Americans that dangerous enemy combatants would be transferred to Qatar and kept from causing any trouble in Afghanistan. Karula Kerkwa is the man leading the Taliban in Afghanistan's takeover, one of the five men released by Obama. Florida is seeing an uptick in COVID-19 cases. Dan Naraki explains.
Thousands of students in one Tampa area school district are in isolation or quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 or being labeled a close contact of someone who did. The Hillsborough County Public School District said Monday that 5,600 students and 316 employees of the district were in isolation or quarantine. The district's school board will hold an emergency session on Wednesday to discuss the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. The outbreak there coming as the state of Florida continues to see an uptick in reported cases, averaging more than 21,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Return to the office hesitancy is a thing these days. Employers are not getting the message out due to the chance American leadership could drop us back into lockdowns. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Some workers are still waiting to hear whether they'll return to the office amid a surge in coronavirus cases. A recent LinkedIn survey of nearly 3,000 workers found 36% still haven't heard whether they'll return or stay home. The latest COVID surge has already led some big companies to delay their return to the office. Amazon's corporate employees in the United States won't have to come back until early January, while Wells Fargo is giving its employees 2 more months to work from home. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Monterey Car Week's annual auction returned to California over the weekend. A 1995 McLaren F1 sold for a record-setting $20.5 million on Friday night at Gooding & Company's Pebble Beach Auctions. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As President Biden accepts responsibility for his failure in Afghanistan, Florida's Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick tells Fox News heads need a role in Washington.
Americans should reject this analysis from the pundits and from the White House that this was a no-win situation, that it was going to be a messy withdrawal come or high water. You know, I have heard repeatedly from this administration that they had planned for every single contingency. I think every American should recognize that that is BS. You don't close Bagram, the primary logistical hub for our military, and then funnel all of the activity into the nation's capital of Kabul and expect a clean withdrawal. There were no plans. There were no contingencies, and it truly is a slap in the face to every man and woman who has donned the uniform of our nation, because they have worked tirelessly, given their all for the last 20 years to make sure that they did their job. But the suits in Washington, they failed. And when you're talking about war termination, you have to have an exit strategy from the word go, and there hasn't been one. We have had years years and years to plan. So this narrative that the president is pushing, blaming everyone, pointing fingers, and throwing agencies, particularly the intelligence community, under the bus, people need to reject this and understand that this was a failure of leadership. There was no contingency plans. No matter how many times they try to point fingers and throw blame on President Trump and others, they need to own this debacle, this total and utter failure, 100%, because it's not what they did, it's how they did it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Daniel Greenfield is going to join us in just a moment. We're going to be talking about his new Freedom Center booklet, Disloyal, How the Military Brass is Betraying Our Country. Daniel's an investigative reporter at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and he reveals how the U.S. military's promotion of critical race theory and efforts to purge extremists is endangering America's future. Daniel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, Daniel, you know, the military in recent hearings have insisted that, you know, CRT doesn't exist, that they're apolitical, and this isn't part of their culture. And, boy, even as they were trying to tell us that, I know that, you know, some senators and congressmen just wanted to scream out, you're lying to us. What's going on here?
We know they're lying to us. We know that because they put even the official materials out there that are screaming CRT. You can actually just go to the YouTube channel and the Twitter accounts for the services and actually see this material out there. For example, you can see Navy videos that talk about white privilege and claim that there's systemic racism. You can see Air Force materials that are absolutely accusing white personnel of having implicit bias and unconscious bias, which, again, are critical race theory terms accusing white people of being innately racist. So this stuff is very much out there. It is being taught. You can see Ibram X. Kendi, who is the godfather of top critical race theory on the reading list in the Navy. It's absolutely there. There's no way to lie about it.
Well, and also when you look at the exodus of quality leaders out of the military, just analyze who's leaving the military. Boy, that in itself tells you, you know, chapters and verses, doesn't it?
It does. Last year during the Black Lives Matter riots, officers were expected to conduct critical conversations with their personnel, which turned the United States officers into community organizers who were supposed to engage in these consciousness-raising sessions to tell white personnel that they were innately racist and to tell black and minority personnel that they're suffering from oppression. A lot of people were disgusted. They did not want to do this, and they're rethinking just their entire place in things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would think, Daniel, that the next time Congress has any conversation with the military leadership, they would have a copy of your booklet, Disloyal, because you document the shocking penetration of critical race theory and woke leftist ideology into numerous branches of the American military.
It's absolutely horrifying and tragic. And when we look at events in Afghanistan and we wonder why can't we win wars anymore, the bottom line is that our military brass has absolutely no interest in winning wars. They're engaged in cultural transformation. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has come out and said that he's going to focus on four C's. One of those C's is China, but the other is culture and climate. Culture stands for challenging the so-called systemic racism in the military and transforming the culture. So we're not focused on winning wars. We're focused on engaging this kind of internal civil war institutionally to fight a racism that does not exist, because the military is the least racist institution in the United States. It's historically been a means of bringing people of all races together to work for a common national goal.
Mm-hmm. Daniel, that was going to be my question to you, is where is there any polling or indication that there's systemic racism in the military? I mean, I've been in the military. Did you experience the military yourself? I was not aware. Have you?
No, but there's absolutely no evidence that they've turned up a systemic racism. Therefore,
right.
Chief of Staff Charles Brown, who's probably going to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has come out in his testimony of experiencing racism personally was that one time he had a parking spot and somebody questioned if he should be in that parking spot when he was out of uniform. That's an old racism story.
Right. Well, and this is what the left does, is they scratch itches that aren't there, and they turn these into molehills. I mean, this is incredible, you know, what is happening to our military, and as you say, at the expense of national security.
It is. It's undermining military readiness. It's getting personnel to think, should we actually be doing this? Is our country worth defending? Because if you keep hearing that America is systemically racist, that the military is systemically racist, why are you even here?
Well, yeah, and all this before you go to the field of battle. So what is this going to do psychologically to our warriors when they feel like, okay, you know, why should I be loyal? Why should the American flag? Why should the American dream? Why should I even be? Why should I care? Why should I fight for it?
And part of the troubling situation is that the message is no longer we're actually loyal to the Constitution, but we're fighting for democracy. We're fighting for a vital change that needs to happen. Again, this is the transformation of the military into community organizers, which is incredibly damaging. And when, you know, when these people say democracy, they mean the Democrat Party and its rule. If you're telling military personnel that their job is to defend democracy, their job is really to defend the political power of the Democrat Party.
We're talking with Daniel Greenfield, his new Freedom Center booklet, Disloyal, How the Military Brass is Betraying Our Country. Daniel, how pervasive is the 1619 project in the military?
Certainly the implications of it are very much there, because the 1619 project is another critical race theory bit of revisionist history that's saying that America was born in sin, that it was always systemically racist. When you hear about systemic racism in the military, or the claims that there is systemic racism in the military, that's the 1619 project at work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was especially shocked at General Milley's response as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. In talking about CRT to Congress, he states, "I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it." I mean, that seemed rather parochial to me. Am I overstating that?
It's a ridiculous dereliction of duty for somebody who should have been understanding what's going on in Afghanistan instead of mouthing these kinds of campus buzzwords. There isn't a problem of white rage in the military or in the United States. That's not the job of the military, for that matter, or its leaders to start thinking about racial scapegoating. Their job is to actually defend the country, and the fact of the matter is they're not doing a good job of it.
Well, it's all at the expense of our national security, as you say, and we look at Afghanistan with what's happening right now, and this is a failure of our military and our foreign policy all wrapped into one here. I mean, they want to try and blame, you know, the Afghan leadership. But here, after 20 years, we can't hold off, you know, as Joe Biden described them, you know, probably in his own terms, you know, like Barack Obama referring to them as the JV team. Well, we couldn't even hold them off.
But we're not trying to hold them off, and that's the tragedy. Under Obama, the military was used as a platform for all this environmental stuff. Under Biden, it's a platform for virtue signaling over racism. It's not about actually winning wars. It's not about even fighting wars. It's about using the military for social change and transformation. The same people who did this to college campuses, they turned what had been the pride of the country into a completely disgraceful network of safe spaces. They've been doing this to corporations. They're now doing it to the military. And the United States cannot afford to lose a functional military.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Daniel Greenfield after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Daniel Greenfield continues with us. Daniel's a Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. We're talking Freedom Center booklet, Disloyal, How the Military Brass is Betraying Our Country. Daniel, I guess what we were saying before is that though this may seem something new, it just seems to be a continuation of what Barack Obama had instituted and, you know, I guess, you know, put upon the country in fundamentally transforming this country, every aspect of our culture. And we got 8 years of it, a slight pause with Trump. But now with Joe Biden in the White House, it's, you know, it's a desperate run to the finish here.
Yeah, it's Obama 3.0. We've got the same people at work pushing the same policies, but they're more emboldened than ever, and they're more radical than ever, and we're seeing the results all around us.
Mm-hmm. Well, for COVID, we had Operation Warp Speed, and I would say that maybe the Republicans could learn something from the Democrats, because there seems to be some immediacy that has not necessarily been, you know, the character of the Republican Party when they're when they're the majority party.
The Republicans need to be much more assertive and need to be actually ready to fight. And fortunately, much like Milley and so many of the brass, they're not ready to fight.
Mm-hmm. You'd mentioned what's happening with the Navy. The Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Michael Gilday, and this video of conversations featuring Navy officers lamenting America's systemic racism and implicit bias. This is ruinous, isn't it?
It's incredibly destructive. You're telling the people who are actually meant tasked with the defense of a country that America's systemic racist, that America's systemically racist, that they are, that if they're white, they're suffering from white privilege. And this has the official endorsement of Gilday. This is at a time when the Navy has been deemed really unready to take on China. And instead of actually focusing on China, they're focusing on accusing white personnel of racism, of claiming that the Navy is systemically racist, and suggesting white supremacists. This is an absolute disaster.
Well, and like you said, I mean, you know, the military, it's readiness for war. How does something like CRT ready us for war, especially when there is there's no indication? I mean, there's been no proof or indication that systemic racism is running rampant in the military.
It's a gift to our enemies. Back in the day, the Soviets, the communists were the ones who were pushing this stuff, hoping to divide Americans by race. Even Japan before World War II was thinking that they could create a fifth column by using racial division in the United States. And they were actually inviting some radicals to Japan and hoping to create this kind of division. Now we're the ones who are creating this division. We're doing the work of our enemies.
Exactly. Well, and this is what the Freedom Center founder David Horowitz said in your book, in a military led by disloyal commanders. And this is really, I mean, he calls them out. And this is what we love and appreciate about David. He says these disloyal commanders, America becomes the enemy.
That's exactly the case. They're talking in terms of the military of America being the thing that they're actually fighting against. They're not fighting against China. They're not fighting the Taliban. They're fighting this innate evil in the United States. And this is what the left does. The left claims that America is fundamentally evil and they have to go to war against it. Now they're enlisting the military and its brass in their war against America.
Right. And you point out in the booklet, I mean, we mentioned Obama, but you said the Clinton years were ripe with this kind of attitude.
They absolutely were. The Clinton years set the stage for this. One of the most damaging things that the Clinton administration did was they pushed the same civilian professors into service branch academies. Before that, you would actually have military professionals who were acting as instructors. Then you actually had the same people who were teaching in the regular college campuses there and pushing the same radical material, which is one reason that things have gone so downhill so fast.
Mm-hmm. David, what is this going to do for America's ready and military readiness?
It's an absolute disaster. It's dividing the people who are actually supposed to defend our country by race, which is a huge gift to the enemy. It's telling you that if you're white, then you're actually a racist, and maybe you should not actually be trying to succeed. You should not be trying to to achieve. And if you do have achievements, then they're absolutely unmerited and they're unjustified and they're the result of white privilege. And if you're a minority service member, then you've been oppressed. You've been oppressed by the system, and you've been oppressed by the Navy. You've been oppressed by the Air Force. You've been oppressed by the Army, and you should actually react that way. You should hate the very services that you're supposed to be serving. You're supposed to hate the country that you're actually protecting.
I mean, they really have gone after the important tenets of the military, and anybody who is representing our country in uniform. You know, a loyalty to God and country and their military branch, I mean, all under attack. I mean, they're creating this chaos and division within the military that even, as you say, our enemies pick up on. I mean, look what happened. Look what the Chinese said to, you know, to our own Secretary of State about, American principles, that we have no standing whatsoever because of how poorly, you know, we have done when it comes to racial justice.
Absolutely. They're picking up on this. They're using it to undermine us and to create division. And This has been the objective all along. You don't, as we've seen in Afghanistan, you don't have to defeat the enemy in battle if you just destroy their morale, if you undermine them, if you convince them that there's no reason to fight.
Exactly. And that's a great point, Daniel. And it leaves people, asking the question, well, what now? You know, what do we have to look forward to here?
Quite a few people are leaving the military because they're convinced that there's no pathway ahead for them, either in terms of career or because they feel that they're disgusted at what they're being asked to do. They're being asked to function as community organizers instead of actually protecting and defending our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of reminiscent of what we saw here last week with the teacher, right, in Virginia, who just said, you know, I've had it. You want me to teach these things that I know that are principally immoral, they're wrong, I cannot be associated with it. And, you know, I tell you, your heart breaks when you see somebody who's been designed to do something like teaching, has a heart for it, they're gifted, and the system finds a way to spit them out. And so how many other, you know, men and women in the military whose life is there in the military, their assets, and they're having to experience the same thing that this teacher is experiencing, and they're leaving the military. And boy, I'll tell you, to watch those assets go out the door like this, Daniel, I've been in business for a long time, and people are the backbone of organizations. They are absolutely critical. And I think we could ill afford to lose such great people like this, and especially who we've lost in the recent years in the military brass, who were great examples of conservative values and, the strength of a military that job one is to protect, you know, our national security.
It's incredibly tragic. We are losing some of our best and brightest. We're losing the people who could make a difference in the critical hour. And again, this is something we've unfortunately seen during the Clinton administration. So many resignations. We saw this under Obama, and now we're beginning to see this again under Biden. And really, it seems to be what they call not a bug but a feature. They want to get these people out. They want to make the culture uncomfortable for them, and they want the left to be able to take over leadership the way they've taken over, as you've mentioned, academia, the educational system. They actually deliberately create a culture that forces people who are patriotic, who are conservative or traditional out. And that is a double tragedy, because not only does the institution become incapable of performing its function, whether it's teaching or protecting our nation, but worse still, the left takes it over and turns it against America.
Exactly. In this new Freedom Center booklet, Disloyal, How the Military Brass is Betraying Our Country, author Daniel Greenfield, a Shulman Fellow at David Horowitz Freedom Center, has laid it out for us. We've got about 40 seconds left here, Daniel. What's the solution?
We need fundamental change, and we need to stop elevating people to the very top ranks just because they sound good, because they look good. We need people actually willing to take on accountability and create change and actually win conflicts. We've built up a military that exists for the defense industry. We've built up a military that exists so politicians can look good. And the left has taken advantage of that very effectively. We have people like Milley who are absolutely politicians, who are looking to their retirement. They're looking to score points in Washington, D.C. We need people actually looking to score points on the battlefield.
Amen. Daniel Greenfield, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enrich activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Van Nader, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When President Obama released 5 Taliban commanders from the Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for an American deserter in 2014, Obama assured Americans that dangerous enemy combatants would be transferred to Qatar and kept from causing any trouble in Afghanistan. Karula Kerkwa is the man leading the Taliban in Afghanistan's takeover, one of the 5 men released by Obama. Florida is seeing an uptick in COVID-19 cases. Dan Naraki explains.
Thousands of students in one Tampa area school district are in isolation or quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 or being labeled a close contact of someone who did. The Hillsborough County Public School District said Monday that 5,600 students and 316 employees of the district were in isolation or quarantine. The district's school board will hold an emergency session on Wednesday to discuss the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. The outbreak there coming as the state of Florida continues to see an uptick in reported cases, averaging more than 21,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, for a while we've been talking about the inculcation of the Confucius Institute in over 40 of our schools of higher learning, universities across the country, and how pernicious the Confucius Institute is becoming, and, you know, their purpose to exist. I mean, it is for propaganda. It's for, for surveillance. It is for all of those things that are not necessarily, and I would say probably specifically, not in the best interests of America, but in the best interests of the communist Chinese. This is what it's all about. And we have wittingly, and I can't even say unwittingly, but wittingly, because of money and greed and whatever motivation, we have opened up the doors. I mean, here we are. We're looking at our southern border, and we see the walls are down. People are just coming in. Well, people have been coming into America pell-mell because of, I don't know if you want to say because of greed and interest of some other organizations, corporate America, learning institutions, and say, oh, it doesn't matter, all in the interest of diversity and that sort of thing. And here it is. We've got representation of a rather prejudiced force, an influential force in our institutions of higher learning. So we've been reporting on that. Well, Indiana's Attorney General is with us to talk about the launch of an investigation into the Valparaiso Universities Association with the Confucius Institute, which is widely believed to serve as a propaganda arm of the Chinese Communist Party, as we were saying earlier. A.G. Rokita is with us. Todd Rokita. A.G. Rokita, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. This is an important issue going on. I mean, yeah. All the wrong that China's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's endless. From, you know, COVID, like you said, their intervention into, I still believe there's a lot of indication that they interfered with our 2020 election. I mean, it just doesn't stop there. And, of course, what they're doing in Afghanistan right now. I mean, if we do not see the communist Chinese as a pernicious force, and we do not, you know, put up these strong boundaries. I mean, for whatever reasons, I was explaining to our audience that we have wittingly just allowed them to come in and have their way with our country and with information.
Well, you know, we're an open society. We're a free republic. I don't want to ever change that. But part and parcel, if you're going to run a successful free republic, is you have to have allegiance to your country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one thing, Bill, to say, oh, we want to exchange cultural ideas and we want to teach each other how we dance and this language and blah, blah, blah. But the admitted goal of these Confucius Institutes, or as my investigation may find out, whatever they're called now. Right. Mm-hmm. So a few years ago, the Congress and the Department of State came out and outed these Confucius Institutes for what they were, which was admittedly by them, the Chinese even, propaganda machines.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the universities, they branched out into the K-12 education system. Again, under the guise of a cultural sort of exchange thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the case. And in the case of Valparaiso, for example, they get $1 million from the Chinese Communist Party to run these things. And over $100 and some million totally in the U.S. Now, there used to be over 100 of them. They're down to what we can tell is about 41 mm-hmm. under the name Confucius Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the point is this kind of thing still going on in our higher education system? And then filtering down in our K-12, where we already have indoctrination enough in terms of CRT and all this nonsense.
Yeah.
But now are our kids in K-12 being indoctrinated still by the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, we've never known the Communist Chinese to regress unless they're forced to do so. So if they were at one point at 100 institutions in over 100 universities across the country, like you said, they probably have morphed into something else because the Confucius Institute has been found out and identified.
Yeah, I mean, we will see. I don't want to get too far ahead of this. It's an honest investigation. You know, my hope, Bill, is that we find nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that. I really hope that these university leaders and these professors still have enough allegiance to America to keep it free and to keep us the best hope and beacon for freedom in the world, like we have been. But, you know, I worry, like, with our woke corporations, you know, who go right and roll over to the Chinese Communist Party, you know, for the, apparently for the almighty dollar.
Exactly.
Or whatever else they're chasing, this appeasement effort, that we have another kind of culture occurring, growing in America. And, you know, to the extent, I wonder to what extent the Confucius Institutes actually had a role in that.
Well, no doubt.
It touched a lot of students over the years, and it's been going on for decades.
Yeah, how does that not weaken our resolve and our perspective of what America, I mean, just as you cited, A.G. Rakita, at the beginning here, of having this free republic and what it means. I mean, to be able to have a robust and well-meaning exchange of information and cultural ideas. I mean, we're going into this, I believe, in a sense, with a bit of an open mind, but like my old mentor used to say, you can be so open-minded, your brains fall out, and maybe a little bit of that has taken place here. You know,
who is your mentor? That's a great one.
Yeah, well, it was an old program director who just passed away. It was very dear to me, and there were a couple of golden axioms like that he shared with me. His name was Chuck Bloor, infamous program director out of Los Angeles, California, and he was a stellar man. But, that's one of those, you know, golden nuggets you hold on to till the day you die. Hopefully you pass them on to the kids as well, right?
right. Yeah. So, yeah, no, this is, you know, this is real. And like I said, it's an honest investigation. I hope we find nothing, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. But we're going to turn over stones and go for that from there. And maybe it branches out into other universities in Indiana, maybe other attorneys general or similar take interest in this. But I think we have to take a look. You know, if it was maybe some other country that was our ally that didn't have a record of lying to us at every turn, stealing our intellectual property, that didn't have terrible human rights abuses like murder, and that didn't unleash a deadly virus onto the world, whether it was negligently or intentionally. What was intentional was the cover up afterwards. I mean, this is all part of their playbook. And if you're leading a university, how in your right mind do you say, oh, Confucius Institute, oh, Chinese Communist Party, oh, what could be wrong here?
Right. Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
no one could be that stupid, even in our universities.
Right. Well, you would hope that they wouldn't be, but, you know, as Jordan Peterson says, you know, sometimes you can be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. And hopefully that's not the case at these universities, that perhaps, you know, by this information coming in, that they do some self-introspective investigation. Have any of these institutions, or Valparaiso, has anybody from Valparaiso said, and I understand when you're talking legal terms, everybody gets nervous and they want to shut down, but is anybody owning anything here, or is it just still you're investigating? Go ahead.
You know, it's still early on, and I think they're getting to the conclusion that I'm serious about this, and you know, not that they have any reason to think that Todd Rokita isn't serious about anything. You know, I think that they think this is real, and that, you know, I think their peers are kind of coming to that conclusion as well. And you know, hey, this is not so much about the university as it is about the Chinese Communist Party and its infiltration into the United States, and particularly our higher ed and K-12 education system. So that's what we really have to expose here in a harsh light, not unlike, but in more detail with harder facts, I think, than the U.S. Congress did, U.S. Senate did a few years ago, and the Department of State did a few years ago, which caused a substantial decrease in the number of institutes, at least being named as an institute.
Right. Well, you've got the U.S. intelligence agency saying that China attempts to recruit spies, indoctrinate students on U.S. college campuses. I mean, their tentacles on these campuses. I mean, all of a sudden now we're making available our natural resources, which is our young kids, you know, for the communist Chinese. That throws up a red flag for me, just saying.
Yep, I agree. That's why we're exposing it. We're getting, making sure we get to the bottom of it.
Well, all the best to you. Thank you so much for all the great work, and stay in touch and keep us updated on what's going on here, okay?
Will do, Bill. Thank you.
You got it. Indiana's Attorney General Todd Rokita here right now on the Bill Martinez Show. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860.
800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Checking that almighty timepiece, we see we're 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. And we got Matt Brainerd join us, former director of data and strategy for the Trump campaign. Hey, Matt, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Better than Custer. Glad to be back.
Yes, so far. That makes two of us, buddy. I'll go with you on that. Sadly, we're probably better than a lot of people, especially what we saw happening in Afghanistan, what continues to happen in our country with political persecution, and on. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. But I wanted to talk to you about several issues real quick and to get an update on this, you know, the political persecution of American patriots. What's going on here?
We have a situation where, I guess this is the first time in our country we can actually say this, is that we have political prisoners. Mm-hmm. They're prisoners of the Biden regime. And there are hundreds of more Americans who were targeted and harassed and had their lives turned upside down financially and socially by the FBI. And why? Because they walked to a public building, didn't do any damage, did not assault any police officers, didn't lay a finger on anyone, mm-hmm. and then walked out with no understanding that they had maybe broken a law. And that has earned them getting their faces plastered on billboards all over the country, like they're Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
That has earned them losing their jobs, having to go into bankruptcy to pay for attorneys to defend themselves. That has led to them being forced to plead to things they are not, in fact, guilty of because they can't afford to sustain a long prosecution. I mean, it's sort of the Department of Justice's strategy in targeting these individuals is that they know they probably wouldn't win in court, but they also know that the people they're targeting can't afford to go through that route.
Yeah, they're Michael Flynning them, if I can use that as a verb. Right.
Exactly.
I mean, you take them to the end and you cause them to surrender. A good friend of ours, Jerome Corsi, they tried to do the same thing to him. And he just said, I'd rather be in jail than to lie. And this is what they want. They force them to do is they force them to lie. And by holding the ground like that, the FBI left him alone.
Right. Well, unfortunately, a lot of the, you know, Jerome Corsi is a pretty exceptional individual with exceptional access and resources to, you know, mm-hmm. folks like yourself. But, you know, you get this average person who went to a rally and then saw, a Capitol Police officer holding a door open.
Yes.
There were the people walking into the building. They walk in, take a few pictures and leave. And suddenly the entire permanent ruling class here in this country from the FBI, the Department of Justice, the mainstream media wants to basically destroy their lives. and destroy them and destroy their families.
Exactly.
And somebody's got to stand up against that, and that is what Look Ahead America has done. We have, going all the way back to January, demanded the FBI and Department of Justice drop all charges against nonviolent offenders. We held a protest in front of the Department of Justice. We held a protest at the prison in D.C. where many of these patriots, and many of them who are being held committed no violence, have not been accused of committing violence.
Exactly.
And held 9 simultaneous rallies all across the country protesting these people's treatment and demanding justice for Ashley Babbitt. And this month, or next month, on September 18th, Saturday at noon, we're going back to the U.S. Capitol to hold a rally there to raise the profile of this issue and to demand justice.
Excellent. That's great. Well, know that we have kept it very much in front of our audience here, Matt. As you say, first of all, political prisoners. You and I, we grew up in such a way. We never heard of this before. In fact, the first time we heard a little bit about this was during the campaign in 2016 when Hillary Clinton brought that up during one of the debates with Donald Trump. And I said, where did that come from? Where is that happening? And now here we are. We're realizing it. And the Biden administration is totally ignoring, allowing everyday citizens like you and I stuck in solitary confinement without any due process? I mean, this is America? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, these people should be bailed out. But instead of being held in solitary confinement in lockdown for 7 months, not convicted of anything, in many cases not even accused of any kind of violence.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they had been, it's still unprecedented, being denied access, full access to their lawyers. Their lawyers are being denied the evidence that the government says they have. Prosecutors are lying about what happened on January 6th to judges, and judges are eating it up and encouraging the prosecutors to go after them even harder. And, these conditions in that prison are catastrophically bad. In fact, when we were there, we could actually see through the window that they could hear us, and they were waving their hands, but then the prison guards moved them to another room just out of vindictiveness.
They've
been beaten up in prison, abused, and nobody's standing up for them. And we're glad that we've got you as an ally, and we've been able to attract more and more members of Congress to our cause.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the issue is moving in the right direction for us. Even President Trump is speaking out about Ashley Babbitt, for example.
Right. Yeah, that was the other question I had, with all due respect for the former president, was saying, where is he on this issue? Because I would have appreciated him to be more front and center. This is just my humble perspective on this, Matt. No disrespect intended. But it's just that, you know, these are his people. And the other thing, too, that I asked, and I may have asked you the last time we talked, was anybody able to put together how much actual damage took place on the Capitol, at the Capitol site, on January the 6th versus the months previous what happened in Lafayette Park with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and the comparative damage that occurred over those nights versus that event that took, 4 hours maybe?
Yeah, and I don't think you're ever going to get accounting for that, because that would require the government to do an accounting of it, and the government is dedicated to perpetuating the lie, the big lie about the narrative that they're supporting, that about there being an insurrection on January 6th. And that big lie is the premise for so much of what they're trying to do, from getting patriots kicked out of the U.S. military to forcing CRT into the public schools to taking away your Second Amendment rights, to everything, to declaring white supremacy the greatest threat to this nation.
Yeah.
All of that. If you go back, all of that is premised on the lie about a quote-unquote white supremacist insurrection on January 6th. There was no insurrection.
Right.
But for them to make that narrative stick, they need to have, the insurrectionists.
Yes.
And while none of them have been charged with insurrection or sedition, they're using these individuals as scapegoats. They're sacrificing them for it, because if they let them all out and they all got little slaps on the wrist, well, then where's the insurrection?
Right, exactly.
These guys are political prisoners. They're sacrificing them to perpetuate this phony narrative upon which entire authoritarian agenda is based.
Well, we're talking with Look Ahead America's executive director, Matt Brainerd. Matt, I also want to talk to you about the Voter Integrity Project. You found 157,299 illegal ballots cast in Wisconsin presidential election. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Certainly. So the Voter Integrity Project is part of Look Ahead America. It's part of our research group. And it was initially launched in the aftermath of the 2020 general election. We started using very simple methods to detect illegally cast ballots. What's an illegally cast ballot? Let's say you move out of the state of Georgia and you've been living in Los Angeles for 10 years, but somehow you're able to get a ballot for the election in Georgia because there was very little control over who was getting ballots, and you cast that ballot, or somebody cast that ballot in your name. Well, that's an illegally cast ballot, and we developed methods to detect this using other government databases. And then we fortified that research by doing social media, public driver's license database research elsewhere. And what we were able to determine, I think, beyond reasonable doubt, and we published these reports about Georgia and Wisconsin, we're working on Arizona and Pennsylvania now, is that the number of illegal ballots surpassed the margin of victory, in Wisconsin's case by a very significant number, by a factor of about eight. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, it means the deserved winner is unknowable. And look, I know a lot of folks want to come out and say that the election is stolen, et cetera, et cetera. And you can make the case that that's true if you say, well, the media suppressed the story from the Washington Post to try to help Biden and all those kinds of corrupt things. But what I think can be proven is that I think it's very difficult to prove the election was, quote unquote, stolen, given that you're not a government agency. But we can demonstrate that the number of illegal ballots surpassed the margin of victory. And that's very easy to do. And historically, that's what's been used to overturn elections and to order new elections, at least in races other than the presidency.
Yeah. Well, that's a tough thing. I mean, you being a data and election strategist, you understand this is some of the things that I've been concerned about with the way this has been approached, that there's got to be a very simple way in which to bring this before the courts. I mean, now you have a growing number, Matt. I think last time I saw it was about 53% of America, Republicans and Democrats alike, saying that an audit should take place. So, I don't know how much longer the powers to be can ignore the increasing voices of America saying something's wrong. And of course, right now with the Biden administration, doing the damage they're doing, to us domestically and internationally, that is only going to increase the outrage and the voices all the more, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's unavoidable. And really, okay, what's the end game here? All right, what's the win condition that we'd like to get?
Yes.
What we'd like to get is to have states pass voter integrity reforms that would prevent this from happening again. And Look Ahead America, again, has led in this field. We're the only organization that's put together a comprehensive set of, in our case, six policy initiatives that would prevent any of this from happening again.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of, we've done a really good job, too, of analyzing legislation that other states have so far passed on the subject. And in most cases, we're the ones that are reading the legislation. In many cases, we find politicians saying, hey, I voted for this legislation that fixed the problems with the elections. And not only did they not do that, they didn't even read what was in the bills that they voted for.
Sadly.
So
yeah.
In many cases, we use a grading system for these voter integrity efforts on the states. And our most common grade is an F, because they don't really do anything. They just symbolically make some gestures towards solving problems, but they're not concrete. Fortunately, we've found some states that have at least introduced legislation that reflects the policy objectives that we have. And again, you've got a lot of people trying to raise money off of this voter integrity, a lot of people making noise about it, but none of them have really put together the kind of comprehensive policy objectives that a state legislator can look at and absorb and turn into legislation that would prevent this from ever happening again.
Matt, we got 10 seconds. Tell everybody where they can go to get this information.
LookAheadAmerica.org. Please get some information there. Please volunteer. Please contribute to help us continue with our mission. That's LookAheadAmerica.org.
Matt Brainerd, Executive Director. Thank you, Matt. Take care.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set. and watch the darkness flee from the light.